You are listening to The Strategy Behind Branding Yourself, a podcast for those looking to tap into their passion, make an impact, and begin building a brand. My name is Precious Price, and I'll be your host. Thanks for joining. That you should make any business or branding decisions without the data and analytics to back it up. You have to use analytics and data to drive all of the decisions that you're making. And that's not, you know, that still includes branding. It still includes the digital and online space. So perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, just as a quick check-in, I want to get a feel for who we have on the call right now. So if you are a working professional, just a working professional, meaning that you have a job, you work at a corporation or organization, drop a number one in the chat. If you're a student, I want you to drop a number two in the chat. And if you are an entrepreneur or you have your own business on the side hustling, I want you to drop a number three in the chat. And if you do some mixture of all of those, drop a 1, 2, 3. Because I was one of those people that I was a student, I was working a job, and I had my own business on the side. So if you're a student, drop a number two. If you're a working professional, drop a number one. And if you are an entrepreneur, I want you to drop a number three. Okay, we got a 2 and 3 from Jacob, 1 and 2 from Isaac. Nice. 3, 3, 2 and 3. Okay, perfect. So we're getting a really good feel for who is in the room right now. Perfect. So we have a lot of people on the call who are actually in entrepreneurship already. So this is going to be very, very helpful and provide some clarity for how you can continue to hone that brand for your business. But then if you are a student or a working professional, these same principles apply if you are a student or working professional and you are building your personal brand. So let's hop in and get started with brand currency. So what is brand currency? How do you define brand currency? How do I define brand currency? So we obviously know what currency is. Currency is money. It is the cash that we have. It is this value that we are constantly exchanging between people across the world, across nations. But brand currency specifically is the value that is generated from the everyday investments we make with other people to share our expertise. So I just want to break this definition down just a little bit. The value that you generate. So earlier within the presentation, I told you all that my value that I tell people that I provide, my outcome, my promise to people is that I provide clarity. In any aspect that you work with me, whether it's through my business, whether it's through an everyday conversation, whether it's through my podcast, it will be some type of clarity provided to you. That is the value that I give out to people. Now, when you think about your brand currency, this is obviously the value that you generate, but these everyday investments, meaning what do you do every day to pour into other people? What are you doing every single day to let people know this is who I am, this is my story, this is my background, this is the offering that I provide, whether a product or service, or this is the expertise that I provide. And that's what we're sharing with other people. You have to be out there actively sharing that expertise with other people, sharing your value with other people so that you're pouring into others. So when we think about branding in general, it's really how do you serve other people? In what capacity? How do you serve them? And then even furthermore, how do they understand what it is that you do? How do they understand the promise that you make? Because a lot of the times we like to confuse branding and marketing. Marketing is how you push that message out to other people. Branding is what is your message? What is your value? What is that expertise? So you want to make sure that every single day you are sharing that with other people. So when we think about brand currency, that's where I want us to really place our mindset in. Brand currency is the value generated from the everyday investments we make with other people to share our expertise every single day. Now, if we're thinking about our brand in terms of currency, and I just want to make sure, okay, perfect. if we're thinking about our brand in terms of other people, or excuse me, currency, we need to treat our brand with as much care and value as we treat money. Because I'm sure that all of us on the call know that we treat money with a lot of value. We treat money as it is the most valuable thing ever. And that is the exact same way that you need to look at your brand, because the way that we think about money, money equals power, right? Money equals opportunity. Money allows us access to things that we would not necessarily have. And the same can happen for your brand. So when we shift our mindset from thinking about branding as some, I don't know, concept in the sky, to really thinking about it tangibly in terms of it is this value, it's a currency that I'm providing to other people, you'll treat it with a far more higher level of respect. Does that make sense? Perfect, perfect, perfect. If it makes sense, drop a number one. So if we are treating our brand with as much care and value as we treat money, what does that mean? What are some principles that we apply to money? If you are still listening, you're still with me, I want you to drop in the chat, what are some of the things that we do with money? What are some of the things that we do? Like, on an everyday basis, how are we handling money? Let's see. Okay, I see a lot of ones, twos, and threes still. Now, how are we handling money? We definitely spend it. What else do we do? What else do we do with money? Exchange it for value. We save it. Absolutely. Spend it, exchanging it for value. Save it. Is there anything else? We do grow it. Absolutely. We pay for services. Absolutely. Invest with it. We use it as a means of exchange. A lot of people are saying invest, and I love that, because we are actually going to touch on that topic. So when we think about what we do in terms of how we treat money, obviously, as you all said, we save it, right? We like to save our money. I'm a person who I like to see my money grow. If you're a person who you like to see your money grow too, and you like seeing zeros in your bank account, you like seeing your money really grow into what it could be, let me know. Drop a number one in the chat. But we like to save money. What else do we like to do? We like to invest it, right? And a lot of people think that saving is better than investing. And we'll touch on that, right? We'll touch on what it means to save and what it means to invest, not necessarily with money, but with your brand currency. And then lastly, obviously, you all said we spend it, right? Spending money sometimes for me is a bit hurtful. I hate to spend money. But when we look at it in terms of spending our brand currency, it creates a different kind of connotation. So that is really what we want to get into when we're understanding how do we begin to shape our brand currency? How do we begin to increase the value of our own brand currency? Because it's understanding also that you create the value for your own brand currency. Absolutely. No one else is going to create that for you. You create that. You set the tone. Now, how does that start? Brand currency, when we're looking at principles, now, you know, we all have principles of money, right? Principles that you should invest more than you save. You shouldn't spend more than you earn. All of these different principles. And we're going to look at some of those principles and how we can apply them to brand currency and really this topic of just branding in general. So that first brand currency principle that we're thinking about, if you have a pen and a notebook out, this is where you really want to start writing. That first brand currency principle, invest early and invest often. So what are some of the common tools that when we think about money that we need to actively invest? When you think about investing, what do you need? What are the tools that you need? Maybe whatever you think that you need to invest. For those of you that are investors, that may have stocks, that may have whatever, what is the number one thing that you need to invest? In order to be investing, what do you need? Ooh, here, let me reshare, guys. But yes, in order to be investing, what do you need? Drop it in the chat. What are some of the common tools that we need to actively invest? Well, in order to actively invest, we, number one, we need capital, right? We need capital in order to invest. How can you invest without capital, without money, without your currency, right? So that is what you need to think about. Number one is, what is my capital? How do I build capital if I don't have it? Because that is a tool that I need to invest. And when we think about investing early and investing often, when we think about that in terms of money, it's very easy, right? It's just buying stocks, maybe getting into real estate, putting your money so that it can grow. Well, when we think about that in terms of our brand currency, investing early and often means that you are actively taking control of your brand as early as possible and checking in on your brand as often as possible. So it's meaning that you are placing yourself within the driver's seat of whatever your brand is and actively working to understand, what is the value that I put out to other people? What is the value that I can actually provide to other people through what it is that I do, through my expertise? If you're a student, what are you majoring in? What really drove you to major in that particular thing? Because it's something about it that you either enjoy, that you're really good at, or that other people think you are good at. And when you're beginning to start to think about, what is my brand? How can I begin to build my brand currency? You wanna think about the capital that you have, and that capital is, what are you doing? What expertise can you provide? So that capital equals your expertise. And a piece that I really wanna mention here as well is that a lot of us feel like we cannot be an expert until we have years upon years of experience, until we have a certain degree, until we have a certain credential, until we have a certain certification. That's usually when we feel like, okay, now I'm considered an expert. But I want you to understand that every single one of you on this call, you are an expert in something. There is something that you know that you are good at, that other people come to you for and they ask you questions about. And that is what you want to begin to understand. What are people actively asking me questions about? But even furthermore, what do I enjoy doing? Now, when we think about another tool that we need or something that we need when we're investing, obviously knowledge, right? You wouldn't, or some people would, honestly, but you should not just begin to invest and you have no idea what you're doing. You should not begin to invest and you don't have the foundational principles of, how do I actually make money from investing and not lose it? So when you think about this in terms of your brand currency, you want to know, you want to understand the knowledge that you have. So it goes back to really understanding your expertise and having that capital. So like I said, when we think about capital, it's, what leverage do I have? And then that knowledge is, what can I share with other people? From that leverage, from that expertise, what can I share with other people? And that is what investing early and often, that is what this particular principle means. Do it early, do it often, and ensure that you have your expertise, your capital, as well as your knowledge and know-how of, what can I share with other people in order to begin truly branding yourself. The second brand currency principle, we all talked about saving, right? We said you can do a couple of things with money. You can spend it, you can invest it, and you can save it. What does saving mean? So when you think about this in terms of brand currency, it's saving and saving and saving some more, because what you save becomes wealth. Now, let me explain what I mean here. A lot of the time, especially if you're someone in finance, right? We think, when we say saving, people are sometimes turned off because saving is just putting your money under the mattress and then that's it, and it's not working for you. So when you invest, that's usually people saying, okay, your money is working for you. But in this instance, specifically related to your brand currency, when we talk about saving, we are speaking in terms of saving, and it's almost like nourishing or nurturing relationships. So saving people rather than saving a currency. So how can you save people? You consistently build relationships with others, and then eventually you'll come to build your own community from those relationships that you build with other people. But in order to have a high valued brand currency, you have to have consistent and strong relationships with other people. What does this look like? This looks like relationships with other people. There are kind of three levels of relationships with other people that you want to think about. That first level, is thinking about the relationships that you are building with other people who would like to emulate you. So those people who are looking up to you, who look to you as a role model, who look to you as someone who is really a game changer in your particular industry. You want to build relationships with those people, the people that want to emulate you. You then want to build relationships with people, in addition to that, with people who you want to collaborate with. So we have emulate, then we have collaborate. Now, when we think in terms of collaborate, these are other people, maybe peers, industry leaders like yourself, who are on your level, so that you are exchanging value from each other, and in turn, you're sharing one another's audiences. Is this making sense? This second brand currency, if this is making sense for you, type a two. If everything that we've talked about up until this point is making sense, type a two. If something is not making sense, drop your question, because I want to know. I want to make sure that I'm answering all of your questions. But building those relationships. So as we said, you have emulate, right? You have those people who want to emulate you, those who look up to you. These are the people, honestly, that you should be investing the most time with, because they are going to, in turn, grow up and become people who you can collaborate with. And what that third piece is who you can emulate, collaborate, and then who can you kind of, I guess, imitate in a sense. Imitate or who you can emulate. So these are people who you consider your role model. So if we think about it in terms of levels, you have that first level of just people who are looking to you. This may be your younger siblings. This may be cousins that you have. This may be people who attended your university, your college, and they are looking to you and asking you questions. Then you have those people who you want to collaborate with. And then you have those people who are above you, who you want to be like. And these are all the three levels of relationships that you really should be building with people. And these are the relationships that you should be saving, because once you do this, this becomes wealth. Your relationships are truly what builds wealth. And I'm sure you've heard it in terms of when you have a job, right? When you have a job, or you're looking for a job, or you're on the job search, a lot of people say it's not necessarily what you know, but it's who you know. And in terms of branding, that could not be more true. It is who you know and who you build relationships with, because you cannot have an effective brand without having a community, without building relationships. Cool. And I saw a lot of twos in the chat, so that means that this is making sense for a lot of people. So, stepping into our third brand currency principle. What is our third brand currency principle? Our third brand currency principle, usually when we think about it in terms of money, right? Money, the principle is spend less than you earn. That's what people tell us, right? You need to spend less than what you're earning, so that whatever that, what's the word for it? I guess excess is, you can either save it or invest it and make that money work for you. Now, we're not thinking in terms of spending less than you earn for our brand currency principle. When we're looking at our brand currency principle, you'd want to spend more than what you earn. So this pretty much means you need to give more than you take. And that's what's represented here, right? You want to give two times as much as what you take and ask from others. And even when we're thinking about what do we ask from others, this could be even, for instance, an informational interview. This could be you asking for a sale from someone. This could be you asking them to download something. This could be you asking them, hey, can you click the link in my bio, register for this webinar? Before you do any of that, you need to give first. And this is a principle that a lot of people, when they are building their brands, they fall short, because they immediately think in terms of what can I take from other people, whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's resources, what can I take? When you really want to think about what can you give, because the strength of your brand is based on how much you are giving to other people, the value that you are providing. This goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning with the value, right? What value are you providing to other people? And especially since we're talking about currency, right? Brand currency specifically, when we think about a bank account, when we think about banks, you have to have some type of money in the account in order for you to make a withdrawal, right? You have to deposit something in order to make a withdrawal. This is the same when you think about the relationships that you have with other people as you are building your brand. You want to deposit something in that account. So this is deposit something into that relationship so that later down the line, you have something that you can withdraw from that account. But if you try to immediately withdraw, what are you going to do? You're going to overdraft your account, and then it's going to hurt you even more because overdraft fees, right? So when you're thinking about that brand currency, it's putting more out than what you are trying to take back from other people. You don't want to take more than you are giving. So a lot of this is when you're thinking about value and when you're beginning to build your brand, my recommendation to people is to always, before you begin building a business, build your brand. And by that, I mean, you need to give out some kind of free information. Even if it's just a little bit, you have to give free information in order to get something back from other people. Whether that's the sale, whether that's a download, a subscribe, a follow, you have to give something back in order to take that. So when you're providing that value, you have to provide the value before you actually make the ask. Spend more than you earn. Give more than you take. Make sense? So when we're looking at the return on investment for your brand currency, because we all know what a return on investment for your currency looks like, right? It looks like more money. It looks like you have an increased earning. You have an increased number of zeros within your account. But your ROI on your brand currency looks a little bit different. And when we think about the ROI for your brand currency, this is really understanding what is the importance of branding yourself? Why should you be branding yourself in the first place? Well, it's understanding first that there is an increased level of opportunity that comes when you brand yourself. The fact that I brand myself is the way that I am able to host different webinars like this on other people's platform and they share their audience with me. That's increased opportunity. I remember when I came to Atlanta. When I first moved to Atlanta, I had just finished my degree at IU. I had gotten my master's and I was getting ready to move to Atlanta, and this was a very big step for me. For those of you that don't know me, I'm originally from Chicago, went over to Indiana University for school, and then I came down here to Atlanta once I started my full-time job. Now, that increased opportunity came because I was already actively investing in my brand well before this move. So back in, I would say 2013 is when I truly started to take control of my brand. When I truly started to invest in it and say, okay, I'm going to place myself in the driver's seat and really try to, I guess, drive or determine the way other people look at me. I want to be known as a person who can provide you with branding tips, business tips, and help you get an increased level of clarity. So that is really what I started to build my online brand around. Now, when I moved to Atlanta, right before I moved, someone reached out to me. It was actually via LinkedIn, reached out to me to speak at this national conference for their organization on the topic of branding. And that is the increased opportunity that I'm talking about. Because being that I branded myself and being that I did it very well, especially online in this digital age that allows us to connect with so many people across the world, having that increased opportunity and having myself, having my LinkedIn set up, having my brand set up, that then created that opportunity to speak in front of hundreds of people right when I moved to Atlanta, before I moved to Atlanta, actually, because that is when I secured it. So it's understanding that the ROI on your brand currency, number one, is going to provide you with increased opportunity, whether you're building your personal brand or if this is your business's brand. And at times, this is not the space that we'll get into it, but there are many instances, I would say 9 times out of 10, your personal brand and your business brand can integrate very well. And that is what I call a holistic brand. So yes, holistic branding as well, but that increased opportunity. It also creates an increased level of visibility. So as I already stated, you don't just brand yourself in person. A lot of the times when we think about branding, we think about branding in terms of, okay, like I need to get a website, I need to get the logo. Like I said earlier, we think about the sexy things, we think about the visuals, when it's not just that. But this increased level of visibility is pretty much you being in front of other people that you would not have been in front of had you not branded yourself. The perfect example of that is this. I'm sure many of you prior to this presentation did not know me. You did not know my name. You did not know who I was. You didn't know what the brand table was. Some of you might have, but for the most part, an overwhelming majority of you did not. But because I actively brand myself and because I invest in my brand currency, this has now provided me with that increased level of visibility to where people around the world now know my name. And that is the point that you want to get at with your brand and the value of your brand currency, is that increased opportunity as well as that increased visibility. Now, lastly, obviously, it's brand currency, right? It's an increased earning power. I told you guys at the beginning that what I help people do is to monetize their brand. I think no matter what you do, no matter what type of expertise you could provide, you are able to make money from what you know. When I asked earlier, I said, who on the call is an entrepreneur? Entrepreneur being you are in business. You are selling some type of product or service, right? Now, I'm going to ask now, and I want you to drop a number one in the chat. How many of you are an infopreneur? Infopreneur. And if you do not know what an infopreneur is, just drop a number two in the chat. Because I want to see how many of you this is a very new concept. So if you are an infopreneur or you know what an infopreneur is, drop a number one in the chat. If you don't know what an infopreneur is or you don't identify as an infopreneur and you want to know what it is, drop a number two. Drop a number two to let me know you want to know, because I want to tell you, but I just want to make sure you're paying attention. So if you're paying attention, drop a number two if you want to know what an infopreneur is, and then drop a number one if you are already an infopreneur today. Because when I think about it, I am already an infopreneur. Now, many of us want to know what an infopreneur is. I see some people who already are an infopreneur. So hello to my infopreneurs, huge shout out. An infopreneur is someone that sells information. They sell what they know in their head. Now, through me telling you what I do, through me telling you what my company is, nowhere in there did I say that I sell a product. Nowhere in there did I say that I'm selling some type of offering to people. I said that I help people to monetize their expertise, and I help them to do that because I've already done it. And that is what infopreneurs do. They teach other people what they've already mastered or what they're already going through right now, right? Because you don't necessarily have to master something in order to teach it to other people, because it's really about just telling your own story. So an infopreneur simply makes money from talking to people and telling them the knowledge in their head. That is it. And an infopreneur, as you can imagine, low overhead cost, pretty easy to get into that market. So it is something that if you did not know what an infopreneur was before this call, I highly encourage you to do your own research. And then from this, by the end of this presentation, my hope is that you are clear on what is your story and how can you really begin? What is the area where you can begin that infopreneurship? So, increased opportunity, increased visibility, and increased earning power is the ROI, or is what the ROI looks like on your brand currency. So let's move on. Okay, so as we've already stated and we've made very clear, each currency all around the world, whether it's the yen, whether it's the US dollar, whether it's the pound, whatever it is, each currency has a value. We know that, right? We know that from the foreign exchange market. So does your brand. We've made that very clear. Your brand has a value as well, and you need to be building that value of your brand currency so that you can put yourself out there and begin to make more impact and more money. So when we think about just your brand value in general, and what does it look like to have like a brand value? What does a low brand value look like? What does a standard brand value look like? And what does a high brand value look like? So when we think about our brand currency in terms of value, how can we score that? Well, a low value is one, a standard value is two, and a high value is three. Now, what do I mean by this? There are three aspects that every single brand, no matter if it's a personal brand, let's say it's Beyonce, Jay-Z, or it is a business brand like Apple, like Google, each and every brand that you could possibly think of has mastered these three components and these three elements. The first is value. So this isn't in terms of your overall value for your brand currency, but this is the value that you particularly hold. What stands out about you? What is your story? What is your background? What is your expertise? How does all of that come together to somehow create how you serve other people? That is what you want to think about. So when we're thinking in terms of a low brand value, this means that they only have one of these three elements. Now, community. We talked about this earlier, and we're going to talk about it again because this is one of the most important and imperative pieces of building your brand. It is, who is your audience and who is your market? Now, first, you need to understand that no matter who you are, what you do, whether or not you have a business, whether you're a student, an entrepreneur, someone who is a working professional, you have an audience. There are people who are watching you, looking to you for something, or just checking up on you, checking in, but you have a community, you have an audience. And when we talked earlier, we said that through continuously building those relationships at the very beginning stages, that is how you then create your own community. But you want to get to a point where you understand and you have and you know very well who your community is. Then that third piece is just focus, right? How do you deliver on the value that you said that you have? So for me, if we're thinking, if I'm saying that my value is I help people to gain clarity surrounding what branding is, what their personal brand is, what their business brand is, my focus is through webinars. My focus is coaching. My focus is podcasting. Those are different ways that I deliver on the value that I said that I have. The value of being able to give other people clarity on the topic of branding. So my focus is my podcast, my coaching services, the webinars and workshops and speaking engagements that I do. Think about what your focus is. And honestly, when you're starting out, really the reason that I have three different focuses, right, is because I understand the levels of my audience. I understand that I have people in my audience, for instance, who want to emulate me and who may be younger than me and who may not have the capital to begin really investing money monetarily into their brand. So for that, I've offered them the free podcast. That is how I'm serving that particular piece of my community. But then I have my community of peers, right? Who just want to talk. They may want to, you know, begin building it. They may have a little more capital than, say, those who want to emulate me. That is then how I'm saying, okay, I have speaking engagements and webinars like this. Usually my peers are those that join. Fellow industry leaders, other people who want to know, how do I begin to build my brand? Now, when we look at that third top level of focus, right? For me, this is for my brand, just an example. That top level of people that I want to be like, people who I consider industry leaders and who I want to emulate and who I want to learn from, I coach them. And it's interesting, right? Because a lot of the people that I coach are double my age. Or they're well above at least 10 to 15 years my senior. But I understand the various levels of my audience and how I can serve them. And that is what I want you to get to. Now, we might not be able to get to that within this 1 hour call, but trust, eventually we will. Eventually you will. But it all starts with first understanding your value, then understanding who you serve, and then understanding how can you best deliver on the value that you said to the people who you said you serve. If this is making sense, drop a number one in the chat. Now, going back to what these scores mean, right? If you feel like you have one, just one of these pieces mastered, then that means that right now your brand currency is a little low. If you feel that you have two of them mastered, okay, that's a little standard, right? That's usually where people are, having two of them mastered. You might know, you know, what you bring to the table and you know who you serve, but you don't necessarily know the best way to deliver on that value. You don't know whether you should have a coaching service, whether you should create a business, whether you should create a nonprofit, whether you should even get into branding in general. You don't know that. But those who have a high value for their brand currency, they have mastered all three of these elements. Those are the people like Beyonce, Jay-Z, Michelle Obama. Those are like the Apples of, you know, the businesses, right? Google of the businesses. They have a high valued brand currency because they've mastered all three of these elements. So I just want to check in to make sure that this is making sense for everyone. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I'm so glad it's making sense. Again, if you have any questions throughout, feel free to drop them in the chat and I'd be happy to answer. I know we have a Q&A that's coming up towards the end and we're almost finished. So I want to do a quick dive into what do each of those elements mean, so that you can really understand how can you begin to build each of those elements. So when we're looking at your unique value, this is pretty much your unique selling proposition. I've already told you, you want to think about your story. What have you gone through that you feel like many people may not have gone through? What is your background? What is your upbringing? Where did you go to school? How many siblings did you have? How do you think about life in general? And what is the unique way that you do that? What makes you different? Now, an important piece that I like to call out here is that you don't want to necessarily focus on just your offering. You don't just want to focus on, okay, like this is the industry that I play in. When you think about value, you want to think about the promise that you can provide to people, the outcome you can provide. So meaning the result that your community receives from understanding who you are, your offering, and your background. So for instance, if I look at my offering, I've already told you, I provide coaching services. I have my podcast. I have all of that. But the true outcome, the value that I provide is clarity. And from how I pulled that is really, I'm the oldest of five siblings. I am the oldest of about 32 grandchildren. It's absolutely wild, guys. 32 grandchildren. But I pulled that because I was always a natural born leader. I was always coaching them and helping them. So that is how I then pulled and said, you know what? I want to begin coaching other people. I know that my unique value proposition is branding. I have a long sort of list or long track record of helping other people to brand themselves and also branding myself. So I want to coach other people on that. That is my offering. That's a piece of my value. But the true value, the true promise, the true outcome is the clarity that people receive from that. So what do people receive from you? What feeling do you provoke once people talk to you? How do they feel after interacting with you? That is your outcome. That is your value. So it's understanding that if you're in business, I know we had a number of entrepreneurs on the call. If you are in business, you are selling your value. So you sell the value of my coaching services, you sell a podcast, you may sell a product, but your customer is purchasing the outcome. And you have to understand the difference between the two. Your customer purchases, what can your particular offering do for me? So what can coaching services do for me? They're buying clarity. They're not buying coaching services. They are buying clarity, the clarity that I provide. So that is the deep dive within value and understanding your value. Just a quick one hitter. Now, when we deep dive into community, this is very, very simple because I feel like I've already beat this horse dead. But you need to understand that you cannot think about your community. Do not think about your community in terms of a large group of people. And it's hard, right? Because when we think about the word community, we think, okay, it's like it's multiple people. It's a lot of people. But I want you, when you're starting out, to think about one person. What is that one person that comes to you and asks you for help all of the time? And when they leave, you feel like you've really helped them. Who is that person? Just visualize one person and understand the different elements of who that person is, how they think, what they do on a daily basis, and how they feel. Now, I went into a deep dive of things that you need to really understand about your audience or your community, but just a high level, again, if you have a pen and paper out, write this down. There are five quick things that you should understand about your audience or your community. And when you're thinking or visualizing this one person, this is what I want you to think about. That first is, what are their habits? What are their habits? What do they do on a day-to-day basis? For me, one of my habits is that I get up and I always have tea. Maybe that's a habit of your community or someone in your audience, but that information in turn is going to help you to better provide value to them. So that first is habits. The second is, what are their emotions? How do they feel without your offering or without you? And how do they feel with you? The third piece is their lifestyle. What drives their behavior? This could be their religion. This could be their race. This could be some type of spiritual belief that they have. What drives their day-to-day actions? The fourth piece is, what is their problem? So how do you help them? Like, just what is the simple problem? And then the pain point is, what is the strife that the problem causes? If you have any questions on that later, we can answer that later. I can send some resources or videos to help with that. But those are the five pieces that you need to understand about that one person within your community. Habits, emotions, lifestyle, problem, and pain point. It goes into an acronym of HELP, if that makes sense for you all. Now, when we deep dive into this area of focus, like I already said, is how do you deliver on that value? What is it that you do and how do you do it? So you could do this, like I've already stated, through a product or a service, like me, through one-on-one coaching. You can be serving as an adjunct professor if you're within academia. It really is up to you how you deliver on that value, but you need to make sure that there is some level of tunnel vision there. Tunnel vision meaning that I am going to master this one way first. The one way that I mastered first is actually putting out video content. That is the one way that I mastered. When I was initially building my brand, I focused on putting out content on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all of these platforms around branding. And that's how I mastered delivering that value first. I delivered it for free first, and then I introduced the podcast, and then I introduced my coaching services. This goes back to the principle earlier of giving more than you take. Before I began asking for a sale, people already knew me and viewed me as an expert within branding. And that is the place that you want to get to within your industry and within your expertise. You want people to already view you as that person for that particular topic before you even ask for the sale. They should already be viewing you like that. And then just a simple way that you can get started with really delivering on that value that you identified is just social media, like I said earlier. So the example that I've already given is just giving out any type of information, your thoughts on something that's going on in your industry, writing a blog post related to your expertise, whatever it is, that is how you can begin to deliver on that value. I just want to check the chat. Yes, perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, we've gone through these three elements that pretty much make up your brand currency. Value is who you are, your story. Community is, okay, who do I serve? How can I continuously work to understand them and build those relationships? And focus being, how do you deliver on that? These are the three elements, number one of your brand currency, but number two of your just overall holistic brand. A high valued brand has mastered all three of these elements. Does this make sense? If this made sense, please type a number three in the chat. If this has made sense, if this has given you some level of clarity, and if not, we are about to hop into a Q&A portion where I can answer any questions. Perfect, 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 perfect. I'm glad this is making sense. Glad this is making sense. Now, one piece that I want to highlight before we hop in, because I know some people may be thinking, how can I begin to think about my brand currency? How can I begin to think about all of that? Before we go, quickly, I want to make sure that you can get to a point where you are determining what your brand currency or what the value of your brand is. So I have a brand audit worksheet completely free that can help you to do that. This is the link that you have to navigate to in order to access it. But once you access it, you will be able to immediately download it. But use this if you are getting started with your brand, or even if you think that you're someone who has your brand mastered. If you think you have your brand mastered, go through this worksheet, rate each of these elements, and tell me, send me a message either on Instagram, email, what have you, and tell me what your score is. Tell me how strong your brand is. But you can download this at this link. So it's www.bit.ly/brandcurrencywebinar. It might actually just be brand currency, but brand currency webinar. And that is how you can download that free. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. If you love this episode, please go on your social media and share, subscribe, and review. Let me know you're listening by tagging me at Precious C Price. That's at PreciousCPrice. I can't wait to chat with you guys.